Hi, this is Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the personalities, lore, and culture of early jazz. Thanks for joining me for this pioneering woman of jazz focus on Billie Holiday. I'm Dave Radlauer. During this hour, the music of Billie in the 1940s, when her singing took a darker turn, and her voice a richer, more expressive intimacy, as we'll hear from both her studio and live sessions.
I'm traveling light because my man has gone, and from now on I'm traveling light. He said goodbye and took my heart away. So from today I'm traveling light. No one to see, I'm free as the breeze. No one but me and my.
Billie Holiday, in a somewhat odd recording made for Capitol Records in 1942, Travelin' Light. A rather lush arrangement by Jimmy Mundy, 14 pieces and strings, all under the direction of Paul Whiteman? This is a pioneering woman of jazz special, Billie Holiday in the 1940s. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. During both live and studio recordings this hour, you're going to hear how Holiday's music in the 40s shifted from popular song to deeper, even tragic subjects. Gloomy Sunday, Contemplating Suicide, The Painful Side of Love in Don't Explain or The Man I Love, and the horror of Southern lynching she condemned in Strange Fruit. But the 40s weren't all gloom and doom for Billie. She was much sought after as a singer, appearing on radio and the fledgling medium of television. She concertized at Carnegie Hall and made duets with Louis Armstrong, with whom she appeared in the 1947 film New Orleans. Nonetheless, Billie Holiday's life itself began to take on almost tragic dimensions. She had unhealthy relationships with men, which is well known, and her crippling addiction to heroin led to a year in prison. In 1946, the death of Billie's mother was quite a blow. Just a few years earlier, a spat with her mother had inspired one of her most enduring hits.
God Bless the Child, how it came about, I asked Mother for some money, and she flatly refused me. So I said, that's all right, God Bless the Child, got his own. I walked out, you know, and it started stuck in my mind. And my piano player and I were fooling around the next day. I said, you know, that's a good title for a song. So I write out the words, and we get to know it, we wrote the song. So that's how we got God Bless the Child.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the gets more while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. But don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Much has been said and written about the song Strange Fruit. Most definitively, in David Margolick's recent book, Strange Fruit, The Biography of a Song, published by Echo Press. Margolick firmly sets the record straight. He makes it clear that though Billy's often credited with writing the lyric of Strange Fruit, it was in fact written by a political activist and closet communist, Abel Meerpool. Meerpool was a Jewish New York City schoolteacher who wrote hundreds of poems, plays and songs under the pseudonym Lewis Allen. Though admired by George Gershwin and Kurt Weill, his other work was unsuccessful. Holiday long claimed ownership of Strange Fruit, so while she is the one who made it famous and memorable, the author, Abel Meerpool, is largely forgotten. The song is certainly one of the first genuine protest songs of jazz. It still ranks as one of the most powerful. It was an important early salvo in the Black civil rights movement. Strange Fruit brought the shocking brutality of Southern lynching to Northern white audiences with force and emotion. Abel Meerpool, who wrote it, said, "I wrote Strange Fruit because I hate lynching, I hate injustice, and I hate the people who perpetuate it." Strange Fruit became something of a cause célèbre. The Columbia label refused to let Holiday record it. She had to sign with Commodore Records in order to put it out. For Holiday, Strange Fruit was a watershed. I think it was symbolic of her transformation from a singer of Moon June Spoon pop tunes to an artiste of more serious lyrics and darker song material, much of it steeped in pain and loneliness. After she introduced it at Cafe Society in 1939, Strange Fruit became a nightly ritual for her. Then one of her best-selling records, and finally, her disturbing and heart-rending signature song. Some see it as a metaphor for Billy's own sadness and deterioration. She's hanging not on a poplar tree, but from the limbs of life itself. Billy usually shed tears on stage when she sang Strange Fruit.
Thank you. blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree to drop. Here is a strange and big morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone, but here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you no how. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down. Those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down.
Good morning, heartache, recorded for Decca in 1946. and the heartrending Strange Fruit. Still to come this hour, Billy sings Bessie Smith. LaVey Smith sings Billy and seven, count 'em, seven, live radio concert and television appearances by Billie Holiday. In my opinion, the greatest jazz singer of the 20th century. Thanks for joining me. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Billie Holiday in the 1940s. And remember, you can leave comments, ask questions, or get program playlists at the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com.
Now, baby, never, and it ain't no fault of mine. It's gotta be yes or no.
Well, here are some interesting, though not necessarily related, factoids and itemettes about Billie. Her stage persona was restrained and as elegant as her singing. She generally spoke very little to her audiences. All the emotion was in her voice or her face as she stood fairly still on stage. In later years, though, she realized that audiences did like to hear her speak and so talked a bit more on stage, particularly in the 50s. In contrast to her elegant voice and often dazzlingly glamorous couture and appearance, she could be downright tough, quick to anger, and her language was salty. Billie Holiday swore a blue streak. Yet, she could be quite charming, ladylike, and modest when she wanted to be. Billie loved soul food, beans and rice, greens, ham hocks, and down-home cooking. In her autobiography, she mentions carrying a can of red beans in her suitcase all the way through her tour of England and cooking it up when she finally got tired of fancy hotel food. The 1940s weren't all heartache and sadness with Lady Day. She did take on lighter material sometimes, especially when she teamed with Louis Armstrong for a couple of duets in 1949. And here's her surprising take on Bessie Smith's Gimme a Pigfoot and a Bottle of Beer.
Up in a Harlem every Saturday night, where the highbrows get together, it's just too right. They all congregate and all night hop, and what they do is oop-a-da. Old Hannah Brown from way across town gets full of corn and starts bringing them down. And at the break of day, you can hear old Hannah say, give me a pigfoot and a bottle of beer. Send me a gate, I don't care. I feel just like I want a clown. Give the piano player drink because he's bringing me down. He's got rhythm, yeah. When he stomps his feet, he sends me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. We're gonna be arrested when the wagon comes. Give me a pigfoot and a bottle of beer. Send me calls, I don't care. I want a pigfoot and a bottle of gin. Send me daddy, move right in. I feel just like I want to shout. Give the piano player a drink because he's knocking me out. He's got rhythm. When he stomps his feet, he moves me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. Do the huckabuck until the rising sun. Give me a pigfoot and a bottle of gin. Move me cause I'm in my sin. Give me a pigfoot and a bottle of a broken heart. If you ever break up, then try to make up. It's tough to make a brand new start. Take a walk, think it over while strolling neath the moon. Don't say things in December, you'll regret in June. Weigh your remarks before you speak, or you may be sorry soon. Don't be erratic, be diplomatic to keep your hearts in tune. Cruel, harsh words often spoken will upset your apple cart. So don't lose your head, then lose your guy, 'cause you can't lose a broken heart.
Look out, don't lose your head, then lose your gal. You can't lose a broken heart, babe. If you ever break up, then try to make up. It's tough to make a brand new start. Take a walk and think it over while strolling beneath the moon. Don't say things in December, baby, you'll regret too soon. Weigh your remarks before you speak, or you may be sorry soon. Babe, don't be erratic, be diplomatic to keep your hearts in tune. Babe, harsh words often spoken will upset your apple cart, babe. So don't lose your head and lose your girl, 'cause you can't lose a broken heart.
No, you can't. Can't lose a broken heart. You don't add up too much. Ain't got that glamour touch. You're trifling lazy. Ain't worth a cigarette ash.
Look out there, mama. Look out there. You're carrying me too fast. Watch it, baby.
You're just my good for nothing. My sweet hunk of trash.
My, my, how you sound.
You're very short on looks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dumb when it comes to books.
Look out, baby, watch it, honey.
And you stay full of corn, just like succotash.
What you want me to do in my idle moments?
You're just a good for nothing but my sweet hunk of trash.
Let me get a word in there, honey. You running your mouth.
You said I've worried you for years. I'm just a barfly mooching beers. While you sweat over a hot stove, slinging hash.
Work my fingers right down to the elbows.
Yes, I may be good for nothing, but I'm still your sweet hunk of trash.
Forced to admit it, baby.
You said I spread my love all around and with the chicks all over town. But how can I when you keep me broke so I can't spend no cash? Yes, I may be good for nothing, but I'm still your sweet hunk of trash.
listen here, Pops. You know you lie about your youth.
I don't lie, baby. I'm just careless with the truth, that's
How
all.
How careless can you be?
I don't know.
With all young chicks, you try to make a flash.
No, baby, it ain't like that, no.
But you're still my good for nothing, my sweet hunk of trash. Now when you stay out very late, it sure makes me mad to wait.
How come, baby?
'Cause you come home too tired to raise just one eyelash.
Yeah, 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 watch it, baby, watch it.
You're just good for nothing, but you're my sweet hunk of trash.
Yes, indeed.
Wow, that must have been a big thrill for Billy and a gasp, because Louis Armstrong was one of her deepest influences from her early days. This is Lady Day in the 1940s, exploring that most remarkable of singers, a pioneering woman of jazz, Lady Day. I'm Dave Radlauer. I hope you're enjoying the music. I'm sure having a ball bringing it to you. This is Jazz Rhythm. Now, there are very, very, very few female vocalists that I would even consider putting next to Billie Holiday. And I listened to several from all eras who just couldn't make the cut. But one singer did sound quite respectable next to Lady Day, and that's the West Coast neo-swing diva LaVey Smith, who picks up where Billy leaves off during Now or Never.
Make up your mind, 'cause I've been waiting such a long, long time. Now, baby, or never, 'cause I've been so good to you. Now, baby, or never, 'cause I've been so lonesome too. Now, baby, or never, if I mean anything to you. Now, baby, or never, 'cause you've wasted so much time. Now, never, 'cause you can't make up your mind. Now, baby, never, and it ain't no fault of mine. It's gotta be yes or no. It's either you stay or go. You can't leave me on the shelf. You gotta commit yourself. It's either you will, baby, or won't fall in love with me. Call you once more on the telephone. I give you the 12 and love be gone. Now, baby, or never, I've been so good to you. Now, baby, or never, I've been so lonesome too. Now, baby, or never, if I mean anything to you. Now, baby, or never, you wasted so much time. Now, baby, make up your mind. It's now or never, and it ain't no fault of mine. It's got to be yes or no. Either you stay or go. You can't leave me on the shelf. You better commit yourself. Either you will, baby, or you won't fall in love with me. You give me no consideration at all. Now, baby, or never, I've been so good to you. Now, baby, or never, I've been so lonesome too. Now, baby, or never, if I mean anything to you, it's gotta be yes or no. Either you stay or go. You can't leave me on the shelf. You better commit yourself. Either you will, baby, or won't. You do, baby, or don't. You will, baby, or you won't fall in love with me.
Picking up where Billy left off in Now or Never, LaVey Smith from her CD, Everybody's Talking About Miss Thing. Here are some more random items about Billie Holiday. For one thing, she didn't like riding in trains, hated them, but loved flying in airplanes. While she had named herself after Billie Dove, and while most everyone called her Lady Day or Billie, Basie and a couple of other musicians from his band made it a joke by calling her William instead. Holiday is one of the most photographed of all jazz musicians, but oddly, she never looks exactly quite the same in any two pictures. In fact, I think she doesn't even look like the same person at all in many of her photos. Thanks for joining me to explore a remarkable and pioneering woman of jazz, Billie Holiday in the 1940s. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm.
On the sunny side.